Episode 2719, The Power of a Secret. Shh.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. And I hope all the fathers out there had a marvelous Father's Day. Sometimes, you know, life gets crazy, but you know what? Happy Father's Day. We always can celebrate our men and women in our life. But today, it's all about personal development, our mindset, the power of a secret. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. With social media like Facebook and Instagram, who has secrets anymore? Sometimes sharing your ideas comes with a cost. Don't be so quick to speak. The power of a secret. You know, when you have a brilliant idea, it's easy to get excited. The desire to share it with everyone is humongous. What you think is the next millionaire idea can lead you to explaining more because of others complaining. Oh, yes. Have you been there ever? Oh, I have been. You get the responses something like this. I don't get why you want to do this. I think you're a little crazy to do this at your age. What were you thinking? Don't you think someone else has already tried it? I don't think you need to go back to the drawing board. You need to go back to the drawing board. Better you than me. I sure wouldn't attempt this. What is your interest in this anyway? I mean, come on. Do you really think you have what it takes to succeed? Yikes. All of these comments can trap you in a rabbit hole that only has mirrors that serve your fear. And maybe that's happened to you. Maybe that's why you're a little bit gun shy of pulling the trigger, as in, yes, I want to go and do what I want to do and live out my dream. Because you're fearful of what others are going to say. You're fearful of the pushback that you're going to get. Do you think if you continually surround yourself with people who question your idea, your brilliance, and your competence, that you will get where you want to go with your idea? Now be honest with yourself. No. Most of us won't. That pushback is going to hold us back. Sometimes, you know, silence is golden. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Silence is golden. Shh. Sharing all that you want to do in life can be very rewarding, as it gives you the opportunity to share your vision, your dreams, and goals for your future. And it is marvelous. Right? It's that feeling. It also gives you that endorphin rush. It's like, yes, I can finally express what I've been keeping within me. But when too many questions bombard your mind, you begin to double and triple check if this is even feasible. Am I really wanting to put myself out there? Sarah Blakely says this, "Don't tell others your reasons, show them your results." Now think about her business with Spanx. Pretty incredible. She had a dream. She had a vision for herself. But guess what? She also knew the power of a secret. She did not share her ideas with many people. And you probably know why, for obvious reasons. Who would have thought undergarments would have been the big thing back then? Well, you see, if you read her story, what was different about hers is how she was coming at it. Yes, how she did it and the way it fit was important, but first things first, how it made the person feel was more important. So don't always tell others your reasons, show them your results. So let's break it down. Silence is golden. Number one, share your idea with very few. You want to tell only the person or the people who are going to love you through the process and give you honest feedback so you can make the proper decisions. It's not about what they want. Because a lot of people want to steal your thunder. That's why they plant seeds of questions and they plant seeds of fear in order to undermine your thinking and idea. Plus, they might be a little upset because they didn't think of it first. You know, jealousy does come into play when things happen like this. And your idea may be, I just want to write a book. Your idea may be, you know what? I'm quitting my corporate job. I want to do this particular thing in my life. And everybody else may be saying, you're absolutely crazy. And you know what? They can think that, but you don't have to. So share your idea with very few. Number two, less sharing equals more energy. You gain more energy when you don't have to explain yourself or get someone's approval for whatever reason. And who doesn't need more energy to accomplish the goals at hand, right? When we have to keep putting fires out based on people's opinion, how can you work with the facts in order to move your idea forward? I mean, really, think about it. And I got to tell you this, and this is, I know, may come off a little weird, but sometimes you can't tell some of your family members, your mom, your dad, your siblings, and sometimes even your spouse. Maybe you have to get a few things in order before you approach your spouse. Now, am I saying you keep the secret forever? No, because I do believe if you're married to the one that you love, they need to be beside you at all times, cheering you on. But I also know reality. And the reality is that sometimes we also have jealous spouses. And those jealous spouses can also push back just as much as a stranger can. So it's really important for you to think through before you open your mouth. Share your idea with very few. And remember, less sharing equals more energy, because your idea, let me tell you, whatever it is, you've got to have the energy in order to accomplish it. And finally, number three, the least resistance equals greater results. If you want to stick it to those who said you couldn't do anything or weren't good enough, you want to aim for results. So when you keep your idea secret, you'll naturally have less resistance, and then you can better deal with what doesn't work versus who doesn't approve. And that in itself is powerful. Because if you're always explaining yourself, right, sharing it with too many people, then your focus is on everything but your idea. So why go there? I know I've had a few incredible ideas recently. I've even bought the .com, seriously. And I would encourage you that if you know that this idea is like, oh, I know it's going to happen, it may not happen in the next 5 months, but it may happen in the next year, two or three, go buy the .com. It doesn't cost that much money. And if you can get the .com, why not secure it? Okay, that's just a sidebar. But when you do have those incredible aha moments, like, yes, this I know is what I was created to do. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know the whole process, but I know it's right there and I'm going to watch it and I'm going to keep aiming to go for it. You got to make sure that that's where you put your work into and not focusing so much on who is coming after you. There's a big difference. Because you're already going to come up against resistance. You're already going to have problems and failures that you're going to have to try some new things, tweak things one way, change the way you do something, rewrite something. That's fine because it's putting you towards your idea, but it's exhausting when it's always focused on the who. Silence is golden, the power of a secret. Shh. So my challenge for you today, two questions. What have you been discussing that should now become more of a secret? Okay, so let's say you've had an idea. Maybe you've shared it with a few people. Well, maybe it's time for you to button it up. Only share it with one or two people. Confidants that you know will not say anything and will also give you that honest feedback. Do you really think I'm crazy about doing this? Well, I don't think you're crazy, but you might want to look at this, or I thought of you about this. I've done that for hundreds of people. Seriously, I have. And it's one of those things where you can speak life into an idea, or you can speak death. And as much as we want to always speak life, if there is something that is so hard giving that we have to say, you know what, you need to look at this area. You want to have those people that really have got your back. So when they approach you with something like that, you don't sit there and go ballistic. And you can also look at their opinion and see if it matches factually with what they're saying. And that's a hard thing to do. It really, really is. So what have you been discussing that should now become a secret? Or what idea do you have that only a few should know? Think about that. And understand this. You don't have to keep it a secret forever, right? But let me tell you this. Sarah Blakely, she kept Spanx a secret for an entire year. Pretty incredible. And look what she did. She sold her business recently for over $2 billion, I believe, something like that. Crazy ridiculous. How incredible. She is impacting the world that she touched because she had an idea and she also knew the power of a secret. What do you need to keep secret right now? What idea is flourishing in your mind, in your heart, in your body? What is it that speaks to you deep within your spirit that says, by golly, this is what you were created to do. Go out, create your now. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.